was an independent house, a single floor building with a terrace on the top. I'm the last one of the family, and I had these 100 errands to run, which included trips up to the terrace to pick up, you know, dried clothes, to dry stuff from the kitchen and stuff like that. So one afternoon, one summer afternoon, I went up, I picked up whatever I needed to. And when I was coming down the stairs, I saw this couple on the other side, on their terrace, making out. This was in the, I think, late 80s or early 90s. So I was quite scandalized to see something like this out in the open. And then I stood there and noticed who they were. And I realized these were actually tenant and landlord who were living upstairs and downstairs in that independent house. This was the landlord's son and the tenant's daughter. They must have been in their, I think, 20s, 23, 24. I must have been about 17. I was eyeing that boy, which is why I remember the story so well. And I wanted to know how long this is going to go on. And I was wondering, I was trying to make plans in my head to see how I can break them up and get there and grab some attention from the boy. It didn't work. They were opposite house neighbors, right? They were, I think, husband, wife, and the son. They had a younger daughter who was my age, actually. It was the landlady who was holding fort. She was a very proud woman. And she would say things like, na ivlo gunda irken ivlo perusa irkena adukku oru adha paatha da ellarum bayapiduvaanga adha paatha da ellarkum powerful nu theriyum. Do you know why I'm so fat? I need to carry this personality, this structure to be able to show power, you know. That's the kind of thing she did. I think it also came from the fact that she had to hold fort on her own and her husband was not there all the time. It could have been that, but it was entertaining for someone like me because I was so young and I didn't realize what went behind all of that. The tenant had two daughters. The older one was the one who was with this boy. The parents couldn't stand each other. They were always fighting. And when we heard big commotion outside the house, we knew it had to be them. And I would be sitting in the room or I would be changing to get to school. And then I would hear all of this and we would look out of the window to see what was happening. And then there would be this upstairs, downstairs, screaming, shouting, and, you know, calling each other names. This whole thing would happen right at their gate, which was probably about 20 feet away from our window. There was this thing about, oh, she looked out of the window to see if I'm going towards the back door, you know, to the garage to open the gate for the car. And then just when I was passing, she threw the water and there was no need to do it. But I know it happened because of the morning's fight. And there was no, it was not like, you know, you take water from the kitchen and then you're watering plants and a few droplets. No, it was right in the near the bedroom window where there was no access to water. So somebody deliberately brought a mug of water and, you know, threw water on that person's head. There were situations where we knew nothing. It was all in order in the evening. Early in the morning, he would get off to go to work and then there would be no air in the tires. Deflating happened. It happened quite often. So you can't really say it was a coincidence or, you know, literally there would be a fight in the evening and then the next morning there would be a deflated tire in the scooter. So you couldn't really put it past her to do something like that. So that was quite entertaining and it definitely happened. So we know that, you know, go to the terrace and remove clothes clips from their clothes line so the clothes will fly away and stuff like that. So she would do these sneaky things. Landlord had a dog and the woman upstairs was petrified of the dog. So she would deliberately leave him off leash and let him go upstairs. I've known of stories where the landladies deliberately laid out pieces of biscuits on the staircase leading upstairs so that he'll go up to her and frighten her. It's very petty and very entertaining. And then suddenly you have this, you know, these two children climbing up the stairs to the terrace in the afternoon. Probably the whole household is having a nice nap and they were making out. So we never knew this was happening. I knew that this boy would take his bike and go off to work or college or whatever. And then this girl would take a bus to her college. They would leave at different times. So we've never noticed all of this. And I have never seen them chatting together. There was always this distance. See, back in those days, it was also this youngish girl, a youngish boy. They can't hang out. You can't go downstairs. He'll be there. And, you know, dress properly. There's one boy downstairs who might look at you. That kind of thing was there. So that's why I think I was alarmed that something like this was there happening right in front of me. This happened, I think, almost every day because I found reasons to keep going back upstairs to watch this happen and witness this whole thing. He was one of the first few crushes I had. And that was my Milson Boone era. And he was this tall, thin, dark, handsome boy in a bike. So, on a motorbike. Every time I heard his bike starting, I would peep out of the window to just look at him. See, you didn't have YouTube and Google to go in to see how you could kiss a boy, right? The only thing you observed was from the books. And you didn't even have lip-to-lip kissing movies and serials that came up on TV that you could sit and watch with your parents. So, and then I just got curious about this whole kissing thing, where his hands were going, was it going into her dress and stuff like that. So when I saw something live happening like this, I obviously wanted to take it all in. And I got curious, obviously, because I was eyeing the boy myself. So I went back upstairs and went to another side of the terrace, so vantage point from where I could see them clearly. And there they were. So I think I made excuses enough after that every day to go up to see if they were coming. It was so far off, I couldn't really see and learn anything. And I think I remember it so well because I was like disappointed that this boy was having fun with this girl and I'm sitting here and trying to figure out how I can get into his arms. But I know there was some huge fight that happened one of those days, and it must have been triggered off by one of them finding out that there was something going on. So after that, it must have broken off. A couple of years after that, he got married to his cousin. You know, this mama punna attapaya, something happened. So thanks to that, he got married, and then I found somebody else to crush on.